Mr. Cole, how do you view Black History Month in Canada? What does it have to offer?
I think Black History Month is important as a celebration. It offers us a chance to learn a lot about our history in this country that we might not know about some of the achievements and also the struggles of many Canadians of African descent. But I would also say I think that the conversations that we tend to have in our country about Black history are incomplete, because there's no real value in looking at history as a detached or dead reality. We have to try to link history from the past in this country to how Black people, people of African descent in Canada, are actually living and being treated today. And I think that we're not really quite there in those discussions yet. That's something that I'd like to see us do more of.
Why do you think we're not there?
Well, I think it has to do with the history of this country. I think it has to do with the history of Canada being a former British colony. This is a land that had Indigenous people on it for thousands of years before the British, who were white, came. And the French also, of course. And there was colonization on a mass scale. There was mass killing of the Indigenous people of this country. Many use the term genocide. I'm one of those people. And then the British, who ultimately conquered Canada, made the rules about who belonged in this country and who would come to settle here afterwards. That's a very painful history for everyone involved. And it doesn't surprise me that those who still hold power today are often not interested in discussing that history.
Do you think that might change this year?
I do. Canada has been heavily, heavily influenced by events to the south of us in the United States, particularly events involving the killings, the highly publicized killings of unarmed Black men. And those killings have happened at the hands of police. And in so many instances, there has been no consequence, no legal consequence for the police officers who have killed unarmed Black people. And we've heard so much about that in Canada and had so many of our own discussions about it, that as a consequence, I think we've begun talking about our own police in Canada, because we also have problems with policing and Black people in this country. And we've started reflecting on whether or not we are really doing a proper service to Black people, but not just in policing, but in all areas of government and social life.
How do the issues in the U.S. compare to what people face in Canada?
I think that's a really tricky question, right? Because we are really kind of eager very often in our conversations in Canada to compare ourselves to the United States. And often that serves as a way of explaining or excusing that we're not as bad as the United States, and therefore we don't have as much of a problem to worry about. It's hard for me to speak to the exact differences of scale or of problem in race relations between Canada and the United States, but I can say certainly we have our own unique problems and challenges in this country. And for the people who have to suffer under continued systemic racism in Canada, it doesn't really matter that it's worse somewhere else. They just want justice and they want equal opportunity where they live in our country.
Do you see any tangible signs of a change in the conversation since all the news from the United States?
Absolutely, I do. It's been undeniable, I think, particularly in terms of policing, that there just continues to be a wide systemic racist bias in police forces, not just in the United States, but across Canada too. And I think that it's become more acceptable to say that as those tragic events in the United States have been more publicized. Of course, we have many instances, you know, I'm in Toronto. There are many, many instances, too many over the years, of Black men who were not armed or who were armed but were in, you know, I would say questionable situations with the police who ended up dead. And so we have a lot to answer for and to account for in our own communities. And I really feel like the conversations that have been happening that started in the United States have given people here who are concerned about the same thing more of a license to talk.
What do you hope for the future?
I hope for justice, really. I don't know how much more plainly I can state it than that. It's not a simple concept, or it's not a simple execution. But what I want is justice. I want the color of a person's skin not to be the reason why they are stopped by the police, not to be the reason why they're followed around a department store as if they're a criminal. I don't want skin color to influence how children are treated at school. We see in the school board in Toronto that a black child in elementary school is 3 times more likely than a white student to be suspended. I know that systemic racism is playing a part in what's happening. There are other factors, entrenched poverty within the black community, family breakdown within the black community, all of which are caused by systemic racism. But I want to be able to speak about those things without having to argue for my humanity as a black person. I want my brothers and sisters of all colors and of all backgrounds to listen, and to listen openly when black people tell these stories, so that we can all work together to turn them around and to erase that past.
Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.